Right, so it was great talking with you. Gail's going to hop on now. Take you the rest of the way.
You got
Thanks,
it.
Knock. Hey, Dylan. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Gail. How are you? I'm not too bad.
I'm doing great. Thank you. So I understand you and Hawk, one of my mapping specialists, were talking about the first page listing we're filling out today on Google.
Yeah, we were chatting about it a little bit.
Okay, super. So what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, Dylan, we don't have like a one-size-fits-all. We've got several different options, so I want to make sure I'm getting you into something that's actually going to help you, not just throw money in the air and hope it sticks. So if I could, I've got a few questions I'd like to ask about your business and just kind of learn a little bit more about what you want to do and what you want for growth this next year. That would be all right. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I was just doing a scan here to see how you were appearing currently online, and I ran across, where did it go? I think I found a Facebook page for you. Let me just double check it.
Yeah,
that is yours. Awesome. Good job. So you're trying to get seen online, it looks like.
Oh yeah, I mean, I do most of my exposure on social media right now just because it costs.
Awesome. Okay. Now, are you doing any paid advertising on social media, or are you just doing posts and group posts?
Well, just like I'll boost a post here and there, and then I pay for Angie Leads.
Okay.
Which is like a paid service.
That's
a lead type deal where they send you leads.
Gotcha.
But it's not.
How
like,
do you?
I don't do the best off of that.
Okay.
Because a lot of it's I need a washer picked up, and they think you're a junk guy, you're a scrap guy, that you just come pick up a washer for free. Well, the way that scrap prices are these days, that's not the way that it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I know. A lot of times you're paying to get rid of it, right? I mean,
I can get rid of the stuff at a decent price, but it's just a matter of, like, you know, gas is still up to, like, $4 a gallon, you know, and you got to pay for the equipment and the labor and all that stuff. So, like...
Yeah. Well, you're not doing it for free. I mean, that...
No, exactly. I mean, back in the day, yeah, there were guys that would go around with a pickup truck all day and just pick up scrap and make a somewhat of a decent living off of that, but it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, those days are kind of long gone. I know we had, we had just a bunch of stuff, and it was like an old sofa and a washer and some other stuff that we didn't have the means to haul away. So we called somebody like you, and I mean, we were happy to pay the guy $350 to get rid of it for us. I mean, anyway. What you guys do is, I mean, it's a valuable service. You got to get paid for it and make up your costs too, for sure.
Oh, 1,000%. And I'm also a part-time realtor, so it kind of goes hand in hand with what I do here.
Oh, wow. That must put you onto some pretty good leads every once in a while.
Oh yeah, for sure. And plus, you know, nice. I stay active within my realtor network, and whenever they have, you know, I get something from other realtors usually once every other week or so.
Wow, nice. Nice to get some word of mouth, too. Okay. And, no, the Angie's you mentioned, that's pay-per-lead, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you getting enough leads to you there, or are the leads that you're getting enough, they're just not good leads?
No, I think it's just poor quality. I'm actually looking to cancel that here pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I either hear that they love it, or 90% of the time it's that they absolutely hate it. So I never quite know what I'm going to get when somebody mentions they're using Angie's. And then I saw something else here, Facebook. Oh, yep, Alignable. Okay. So I'll kind of walk you through how everything works as far as first page Google placement goes. And then we'll figure out if it's something that makes sense for you. So one of the first things that we do that's kind of unique is we would actually close the Dallas area for your category of junk removal. And we close it for a 50-mile radius around home base. That's actually very strict Google rules that we're required to follow as Google Premier Channel partners. We're not allowed to work with any other companies in that same space who offer the same services as you. So for that 50-mile radius around Dallas, PA, that's your protected area where we'll never promote or work with any of your competitors. So DTS is the only company that we'll be working with. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary between Google Business Profile and if you have a website, so that Google gets the right information on you so that when someone is searching for junk removal, and we'll kind of pull some other services out of there, you know, obviously just the category junk removal doesn't describe everything that you do. And we can say things like scrap metal haul off or, you know, however you want to word those services. But we'll use all of your services as keywords, so that without even having to know your company name, if someone is looking for junk removal, any of the services that you offer, you come up right in the map section on their first page search results. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go right to you. And we don't charge for clicks, leads, calls, jobs. They're unlimited, and there are no restrictions or requirements as far as how far you have to travel or can't travel, so you don't have to stay in that 50-mile radius, but if you don't normally, you don't have to travel that entire 50 miles. Our job ends at making your phone ring with new clients, and then you do business however you do business from there on out. Making sense so far?
Definitely.
Okay, awesome. And then I did notice I wasn't finding a Google Business Profile for you yet. Have you filed one, Dylan?
Was that for a business, Google Business Profile?
Right. It used to be called Google My Business. Now it's Google Business Profile.
No, I haven't yet, no.
Okay, no worries. That's something that we can get going for you, too. And we don't charge to get your Google Business Profile online, and Google doesn't charge for the profile itself. So you're familiar with the Google Business Profile, what it looks like, I would imagine.
Yes.
Perfect. So that's what we'll want to get online for you, and that's one of the things that we program on. We'll also do any backlinking that we can do to help your visibility too. And then we'll also get DTS listed out to all of the popular search directories for your area. Usually it's about 60 different directories. So just for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages. Like I said, there are about 60 of them. And then Bing, of course, too. And then we'll also write the content for Bing. So you'll be first page on Bing as well as Google. So we'll hit both of those. So we get you out far and wide so that it makes it easier to find you without even knowing your company name. Let me take a peek. Okay, so the other thing that's stored in your Google Business Profile are your Google reviews. And right now, just looking at what you've got out here so far, I'm seeing the Angie's reviews, and you're 5 out of 5 star rated already. So I would imagine those will easily transfer over to Google reviews as you go too. And one thing we do know, too, about, I guess, today's shopper, 90% of them, when they're searching for a business or a service, will choose one of those companies that's positioned in the map section. So of course that's where we want to place you. Any questions so far?
No, I mean,
pretty straightforward. You know, I mean, the hard part is in the programming in the back end. So as far as where you're placed and such. So let me get some pricing for you here, Dylan, because that's probably going to help you too. We'll figure out if this will make some sense for you. So now you just started business in June. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, super. So I'm going to be able to use our new in business credit, and that's going to help us too. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't add taxes to it, and then, of course, there are never any click fees or lead fees. And then we work on a month-to-month basis, no contracts. We really don't believe in it. We believe in just doing a really good job at our job, and then we have happy clients, and we don't have to wrangle to keep people in contracts. Just better business and so much easier that way. So a couple of options. So the local map programming, which is what we've been talking about, let's see. On our website, it's listed at $399 a month, but with your credits applied, that's going to bring you down to $249 a month. And then it also cuts your setup fee here too. So normally your setup fee would be $299, but again, your credits, that took $200 off of there, it brought it down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only setup fee. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $249 on a month-to-month basis. And, of course, we'll get your Google Business Profile online and programmed. We'll get that placement done for Bing and, of course, the content as well. And then it's also getting me for you a website. So that means that we'll build, host, and maintain a website for you. And, of course, it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for you and based on what's available that other people haven't taken claim to. So nice thing about website is when we build websites for our clients, we build them so that they're Google compliant. And then optimize, of course, so you get the best results from it, and Google gets the information they need. So we can use, you know, if you've got photos like befores and afters, or if you've got pictures of your trucks or your equipment that you'd like to use on your website, we can use all of that as well. And there's no additional charge for that. And then, of course, we'll get you out to all of those directories. Now, another option that I think would be really good for you is getting you featured on Facebook. And the reason I say that is the way we handle Facebook ads is, it's been amazing for bringing in new clients. One thing that helps is that we're able to really target in on your ideal client so that your ads are showing in front of people who are more likely to call you for service and not so much in front of people who typically wouldn't be in the market. So we can spread your dollars that way a lot better. So they're not going to waste. The other thing that I really like about the paid ads on Facebook is the retargeted ads, which we'll set up on your account too. And retargeted ads, you've probably seen them many, many times, even if you didn't know what they were called. Christmas is a good example. If you searched anything for Christmas, a Christmas gift, and later had an ad for that item, or same item but a different brand, kind of following you around, like in your game, on your Facebook feed, even on your Amazon and your Google. Have you had that happen to you before? Yep.
Those are many times.
Yeah, all the time. I know. Every time I turn around, I've got a new one. Those are retargeted ads. And the reason I like them is they don't cost you as the advertiser anything. So when you're seeing those ads following you around, the advertiser isn't paying anything for it. So it's just free branding and free advertising. So the only time they count against your ad dollars is when they click. And typically when they click, they've seen you that magical, usually it's between 5 and 12 times that someone needs to see your business before they'll take action, right? That's a forever stat. But something kind of neat happens in their brain. It's a psychological thing. I'll set up the scenario. So wife says, you got to get that junk out of the back. It's all got to go. I'm done looking at it. Husband says, yeah, fine, I'll take care of it. He Googles for junk removal, doesn't do anything about it. And then he'll find one of your ads following him around everywhere he goes like a puppy dog. And he still doesn't do anything, but he keeps seeing your ad. And then at some point, usually that magical 5 to 12 times, something clicks and goes, oh, man, she told me I needed to get rid of that crap, and I haven't done it yet. I better get on it. Oh, look, there's DTS junk removal. And what happens in their brain is they've almost got an automatic like, no, trust, because they've become comfortable with you because they've seen you so many times. So when they do click through, it makes them a really good, solid lead. And on average, those click-throughs are about 50 cents. So what I'm thinking, the next package up from just the base package, the local map that we were talking about, would add $100 a month, and it all goes to Facebook. So every month we buy $100 in Facebook ads for you. We write the ads, we target them, we manage them, we make sure that you don't go over that $100 in spend. So in other words, your monthly invoice then would be $349, but it would never be more. So any click-throughs would be included in that $100 that's already built in there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So, you know, that you're already active on Facebook, I think that would be a great add-on for you to pick up more business. Plus, you'd have the first page of Google as well, and picking up leads that way. So you'd have two additional streams of people, you know, coming your way. And the first page Google too, so when you look for junk removal around Dallas, PA, few companies come up in the map, and then the Angie's listing. The Angie's can never physically appear in the map section. They would literally have to have a physical shop or location in every town in the country, which they can't do. So your listing is always going to be above theirs on the page. So where you would normally get charged for that lead, you'll be able to catch them right when they're searching, right from that map section.
Yeah, so they won't, I mean, not too many people actually even click into Angie's list because they have to give in all their information and all that stuff.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, the system itself kind of encourages tire kickers. I mean, if I were a consumer and looking to buy, and then I ended up in the Angie's system, before my information were sent to you, I would find out that it's going out to 4 or 5 of you, so I might as well just sit back and wait for the lowest bidder, right? So it kind of encourages the tire kickers, unfortunately. Does this sound like something that would help you make a good replacement for Angie's and add on as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I was looking into for 2023 as well. My only thing is, financially, mm-hmm. it's just a tough Christmas. My wife and I just separated. And
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I have a really big real estate closing next week on the 4th of January. So,
okay.
I don't know if we can lock something in and get the ball rolling, and then I can pay my initial setup on the 4th when I have that closing.
Yeah, actually what we could do, so that we can secure it for you, we can get everything all set up. I would just set up your billing as a post date. You said it's on the 4th that you're closing. So
yeah,
I would say
to be safe. I mean, we could post it the next Friday if possible.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, either Thursday or Friday, just to make sure it's hit the bank and that everything's good. Yeah, we can certainly do that. So
let's go that route. And I will
okay.
do the Facebook thing. Like I said, I definitely was interested in doing this, and I'm going to call Angie Lee and cancel that ASAP.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and this good time to do it too. I have no idea what anybody's rates are doing after the 1st, so it's definitely a good time to get it locked in. All right, so Dylan, I'll just need a few minutes. I'll need to get information from you. I want to make sure that we've got everything correct, so that we don't send anything inaccurate over to Google. Let's start with first name. Is it Dylan?
Correct.
All right. I thought so, and then it was in our system inaccurately. And what's your last name, Dylan?
Scherer, S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
S-C-H-E-R-E-R. And then on the credit card that you're going to use, I don't need the digits yet, but does your middle initial or middle name appear, or just first and last?
I can put it on my personal one. It is my middle initial. It'll be T. T as in Thomas.
Got it. Thank you. Great. And then, let's see. I've got your phone number as 570-591-3192. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
And is that the number you're also using for business?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, Dylan, what's a good email address for you?
So for the junk removal, it'll be dtsjunkllc@gmail.com.
I like that.
Just
nice
simple.
And simple. Yeah, exactly. I don't get these ones where they junk them all up and it you know, dashes and underscores, and it would be hard to give it to your clients, I would think.
Well, especially a big majority of my clients are, I'd probably say, 55 and older. So a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. You need to keep it a little simpler, for sure.
Exactly.
So, Dylan, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is already on the way, and the second one I'm working on here. So the first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. You can also upload photos for us, update, of course, account information. And I didn't even ask you, are we doing the Facebook as well, or do you want to stick with just the map?
No, I think we'll do the Facebook too.
Okay, that's a good call. That's a really good call. We get that. Got to get this fixed with your discounts in there.
Oops. Now, is it discount applied forever, or does it jump up to $700 eventually?
Nope, it's, you're locked in there for life. So it'll never be any more than that. Yep. Okay. Let me make sure I've got everything right here. So I'm also running through some of our things, making sure I've got everything matching and correct, no typos. Okay, that looks good. All right, perfect. And then that second email is on the way to you. That one is your exact price and package with your discounts in there. I wanted you to have that in writing.
Got it.
Let's see. And did they both need it true?
Let me make sure. Hold on. Sorry, I'm multitasking.
Hey, that's quite all right. That's quite all right.
There's Gail. I got the first
awesome.
One.
Awesome. Perfect.
Which means the second one should be out of the way right behind it.
Yep, it sure should. That's awesome. Thank you. All right. And let's go ahead and list out your services. So, obviously, junk removal. But how else
so
do you want to say
that? I can give you everything on the back of my business card if you want.
Perfect. I'm ready to type.
Give me one second, I have to go grab it.
No problem, take your time.
I have residential and commercial cleanouts, yard debris removal.
Hold on just a sec. Residential and commercial, you said clean out, right?
Clean out, yeah.
God, okay, got it.
Yard debris removal. Or you could do like yard clean up if that's easier.
I'll do both, actually. Okay, I'm ready.
Pool and spa removal.
Okay.
Scrap metal pickup.
Okay.
And then I have, and then the last thing I have is demolition cleanup or demolition removal.
I'll actually do both, cleanup and removal. Would you want to?
Then
say,
next year, well, in the spring, I'm getting into lawn care, like very basic lawn care.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do that. I guess I won't advertise for that yet. Can I call in and add that tagline?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay.
You sure can. So at any time, if you decide to remove services, for example, or add services, even if you get new equipment and means you can do more, all you have to do is let us know, and we'll get that updated everywhere.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So there's really not much that I have to do on my end other than just keep track of what I have coming in and answer my phone pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, we actually tell people you really just need to answer the phone. that's it.
Well, that's what really works for me the most is when Angie leaves, a lot of it's managing it on your own and doing a lot of your own chasing. And with three young kids and... You know, being a realtor and, all the other nonsense going on, it's actually tough to manage that right now. So it'd be nice
Call
me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's never fun chasing people down, that's for sure.
No.
It's,
for work or for money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's see. So we need to set up your onboarding call. And we'll have to set it for after your payment should go through. So what I'm thinking now, so your onboarding call, I'll call you and I'll have your technician on the line with us. And they'll go through what you want on your website, what you don't want, how to get photos to us for the website, things like that. And they'll run through one more quality control check. to make sure that I didn't have any typos. I mean, I'm making sure I don't now, but just in case, one more set of eyes. So I'm thinking, what about Friday afternoon?
Yeah, next Friday afternoon definitely works.
Okay.
So we'll do, I mean, if you want to set up the payment for Friday, then, you know, it should go through in the morning and then.
Okay. So let me do this. I will set, let me see, I'll set the payment to run, how about 10 a.m. on Friday?
That's perfect. Yep.
And then let's do your onboarding. So we block out an hour for the call, and it just, so you're aware, it is a window. We allow an hour in case you need extra help, you know, setting something up or finding something. But we leave it as a window. In other words, they might be 10 minutes late, just be, you know, depending on whomever they were working with before you. But usually they run pretty close to on time. So we could do, 1 o'clock. Wait a minute.
1 o'clock's good.
Okay.
That's when my youngest one will be napping, so then I should have a minute.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. I always loved nap time when my little ones were little. Little one was little. I only had one.
Isn't nap time the best? Nap time and bedtime, my two favorite times.
Yes, exactly. It's quiet, and yeah, you can do what you want to do, what you need to do. All right, so I'm going to grab this calendar. I'm going to grab that calendar time, and then give me just 1 minute, and I'll get that calendar item set up, and then I'll send a copy of it to you. And that'll hold our spot. Get everybody's info in here. Alright. Update that too. And you are Eastern time zone, correct?
Eastern.
Yep, that's what I thought. Alright. Perfect. There we go. All right. So the email that's on the way to you is titled Local Splash CIE. And when that one gets there, if you could open it up, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. And I'll have you smash that yes option when you get to it. I can't believe we're already writing 2023.
Yeah, insane.
Oh, I'm still looking for, like, 2024?
Yeah. No, I'm saying before you know it's going to be June, and then it will be looking at Christmas time again next year. Just
yeah. I know. It just seems to go faster and faster. But, you know, they warned us it would. The older we get, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
Did that email make it to you, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm just downloading the Google Calendar.
Okay, cool. Sorry about my dog.
No, you're good. I hit yes. I also have dogs, right. But they're quiet right now, surprisingly.
Oh. Mine usually are, but every once in a while, the one that was just making noise is two. Just turned two, and I picked the quiet one of the litter, and he is the most talkative dog we have ever had. I mean, he's got something to say about everything. I just love his personality, though, because he's always yakking it. Chatter, 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 chatter. Like a little kid.
I did hit yes, but it didn't pop up on the calendar yet, so.
Yeah, and it didn't update on this end yet either. I'll come back and check on it. Maybe it's just hung up somewhere in between.
Well, so it'll be the 6th anyway. Yeah. I'll remember. I'll keep hopping back in and trying to hit yes. Sometimes my Wi-Fi is a little wonky at the house.
Oh, okay. No problem. And then I'm going to send you some texts, Dylan. The first one is my contact information with my extension, so you can reach me directly. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever run into any snags or snarls, I don't expect any. I rarely get calls like that. But if something does go wrong, please let me know so I can help fix it. Normally, you'll talk more with your technician than you will with me, but I'm still always here and always reachable. And then the next one is customer service, where you'll reach your tech. You can put them in your phone, too.
Got it.
And then this third one is an informational link. It's just more information on how the call tracking works. Let's see. And then, so I've got an optional item for you, Dylan. It's already included in your pricing, so nothing additional. It's our Splash app. So it's, we rolled it out, I guess it's about 6 months ago now. So it's technically still in beta testing, but they're nearing the end. Anyway, it's an app that you can download from the Play Store, and it'll come with its own unique phone number, which would be local to you. And what our clients typically use it for is they'll use the app for their business phone number in order to keep their business and personal separate without having to go get a completely new cell phone.
I don't mind using my 5913192 number because it's also my number I use for real estate and the phone kind of also all blended anyways. And the 3192 is also on all my business cards already and stuff. So
I would for sure. Definitely. Okay.
It's a good idea with the app though.
It's kind of cool. You know, it also records all of your calls for you, both inbound and outbound. So, the example I always use is if you're in the middle of something, you've got your hands full, but a new client calls, you still want to get all of their information down. You can go through the motions on the phone, collecting their info, and then go back and listen to the recording later to pick out the particulars like address and things like that.
Could be helpful for litigation too down the road.
You sure could. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But no, we'll stick with what I'm doing.
Sounds good. I will leave that where it is. And then company name, I've got DTS. So David Tom Sam Junk Removal LLC. And see if it'll find your address. Are you at 16 Woodcliff Drive?
Yeah, that's my home address, but I also use it for business.
So what I'll do, didn't want to come up. All right. And that's Dallas, PA, right?
Correct.
Okay. It didn't find it right off, but that's all right. We'll just override it, and it'll be fine. So being at your home address, what I'll do for your Google Business Profile is I'm going to put a note in here that they omit your physical street address. So you'll show up as a pin in the map right in your neighborhood. So it doesn't, throw anything off that way. But it won't be navigable, so someone can't just click on your pin and navigate to your house. It won't get them there. That way we don't have people coming to your house that you don't want there.
No, exactly. But at least my service area will still pop up when you type it in.
Yes. Yep, exactly. And then, Dylan, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Text or phone is fine.
Alright. And what would you like to show as your hours of operation?
24 hours.
24/7.
Just because I could take a phone call. I could take a phone call at any time. You know what I mean?
Sure. You bet. Okay. And then, again, no additional charge, but it's completely optional. We can add a payment option to your website. So if you use, like, PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, gosh, I think there are about 10 of them that we support, we can put that on your website so you can send people to your site to make payment. Is that something you'd like on there?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, you got it. All right. Let's see. Make sure we've got everything going right here. Okay. And then, so a couple of things that I want you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get a call from someone saying, I don't know, you need to pay them whatever for your website to do something. Exactly. Now you may get legitimate. Aw.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Aw, doggone it. That's hard when they're sick.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh.
No, we didn't have any actually offer money.
So you may get legitimate calls too from companies like Yelp offering you a subscription. Obviously, you're free to accept or decline as you see fit for your business. But either way, it's not going to affect the work that we're doing. We'll actually get you listed on Yelp as it is, and it won't cost you anything. Personally, I guess I'd turn down their subscription just to save the money. But one of the things that we did is we implemented a security question and answer system. So if you're ever in doubt whether it's us or not, before giving out any of your information, I would ask the security question. And if they can't answer it, then it's not us. So we need to create that question and answer, though. So the question, unfortunately, we only have three options. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We could do first pet's name.
All right. And what is that first pet's name?
Maxwell.
Maxwell. I love that. That's a cool dog. Is it dog, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So nice.
He's my 11-year-old titty.
Oh, you've got a pit bull. They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have a 1-year-old shepherd mix.
Oh, I love shepherds too. Our daughter is a dog trainer, and so we get to meet all different breeds of dogs, and I love the pitties. They're such sweethearts, and they've gotten such a bad rap. It's unfortunate. They didn't deserve the rap.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, no, they usually are. Well, you know, usually you have to train the bad into them. I mean, they don't just come that way off the shelf.
No, nope.
We've got an illegal dog fighting ring somewhere around here, about 20-30 miles away. I don't know why they haven't been able to shut them down yet, but we're always cautious because there have been dogs stolen. They'll steal, dogs from yards to use as bait animals. I can't imagine one of my babies being used as a bait dog for that. That would be horrifying.
No.
All right. Okay, so I've got your subscription all set up, so we're looking good there. So on your credit card, does company name appear to you, Dylan, or is it just your name?
It's just my name. I'm going to use my personal credit card.
And then now I'm not going to run it today. I'll set it for 10 a.m. on next Friday, a week from tomorrow. And then, is it Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
So, all right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. For security reasons, I won't read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, I should be able to keep up just fine.
You got it. We'll be good.
All right.
It's 4791.
Okay.
9700.
Got it.
0285.
Okay.
We got 3553.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
June of 2025.
25. Perfect. And then the three-digit security code.
755.
Got it. Let me update that. And I just realized I'm going to update. See if it'll let me do that. There we go. Perfect. All right. So we're all set for now then, Dylan. This holds your listing for you. And I won't charge it until next Friday at 10 a.m. And then after that's gone through, you'll have a couple of more emails that'll come to you. So I'll call you, and then I'll run through those last couple of emails. It'll take us maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, got it. No problem at all.
All right. Perfect. Just kind of finish up paperwork. So you're all set for now. If you think of any questions, which I know now and next Friday are a little ways apart yet, if you think of any questions, you can text me, call me, email me, take your pick, any of them work. Otherwise, you have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Gail. You as well.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dylan. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.